I'd like to commence this afternoon by acknowledging the Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional owners and custodians of this land, and we pay our respect to their elders past, present and emerging, as well as any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander community members with us today. We acknowledge the Bunurong's continuing relationship to the land and waterways and respect that their connection and spiritual identity is maintained through ancient ceremonies, song lines, dance, art and living culture. We pay tribute to the invaluable contributions of the Bunurong and other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elders who have guided and continue to guide the work we do. Thank you for joining us for the official opening of the Ellen Jose Art Award for Young Women, a partnership between the Ellen Jose Memorial Foundation and Bayside City Council. Bayside has an abiding commitment to reconciliation and a vision to nurture the inherent creativity of our community by celebrating artistic expression. This paves the way for a vibrant, connected community working together to create a better future for all Australians. The Ellen Jose Art Award for Young Women encompasses these shared values. This unique triennial award is the first of its kind, encompassing a $15,000 non-acquisitive prize designed to support young female artists in the early stages of their career. The award is held in honour of Ellen Jose, a pioneering Indigenous artist, radical activist and social justice campaigner who lived in Bayside in the suburb of Black Rock for over 25 years. This exhibition brings together six finalists from across Australia who exude talent and creative vision. This year's finalists include Marina Benini, Ellen Mestragan Harkinson, Hannah Gardside, Nadia Hernandez, Annika Romaine and Emma Singer. A special thank you to those artists who have travelled great distances to be here with us this afternoon. Thank you so much. By supporting this award, we aim to foster creative freedom and license for artists to gain recognition and professional development. This in turn provides our community with creative spaces to enjoy and opportunities to gain a greater insight and appreciation of arts and culture, bringing us one step closer to realising the aspirations of our Bayside 2050 community vision. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Joseph Toscana, husband of the late Ellen Jose and leader of the Ellen Jose Memorial Foundation, to say a few words about the foundation and its great work. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for all the people who've come today to honour Ellen's memory. Many of you knew her personally over many, many years. Ellen died of insulin-dependent diabetic complications. She became insulin-dependent diabetic at the age of 27, which was a great blow to her, but through sheer willpower and obviously good medical intervention, she survived till she was in her mid-60s and died 5 years ago. She had two requests when she was dying. She wanted to promote reconciliation, but she felt that the adult population had lost interest or never able to come to any definitive conclusions regarding reconciliation. And through her volunteer work here with the Bayside community and the Bayside City Council over a quarter of a century, she formed strong links with many of the schools. And for the last 4 years, in association with Bayside City Council, we have been holding the Ellen Jose Art and Literary Awards for students who live or go to school in Bayside on the theme Reconciliation Through Their Eyes. And many of the people that are here today would have seen many of those excellent exhibitions. Another great passion of Ellen was young female artists. She was a pioneer in the urban Indigenous art movement, but she always described herself as an artist, not an Indigenous artist. She travelled widely around the world, met First Nations people from around the world, did lecture tours. So she had a universal vision. Her vision wasn't constrained by family or clan or tribe or cultural background or language. Her vision was always universal. That's why she was an important social justice campaigner during her life. And her vision was that when she was trying to establish herself as an artist, and we first met in 1974, it was an exceptionally difficult journey for young women. And she wanted something to be done to assist upcoming young women artists to claw their way up that ladder. Because at that age, between 18 and 35, because of commitments, pressures, a lot of young women basically give up that ambition of being an artist. So the Ellen Jose Art Award is a partnership between the Bayside City Council and the Ellen Jose Memorial Foundation. I'd like to call on the five artists who are able to make it today to come forward, please, because without them and the 281 people who submitted entries when entries were called for, there would be no exhibition. I'm going to do something which is very, very evil, because they didn't know about this. I'm going to ask each one of them to say a few words and introduce themselves, and maybe say a few words about their artwork. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Annika Romaine. I'm visiting from Canberra, Ngunnawal and Ngambri country, and I also pay my respects to the Bunurong people of this, who've cared for this region over many generations. It's an honour to be exhibiting alongside these women. It's a fantastic exhibition, and I've had the chance to exhibit three large-scale watercolour monotype prints for the first time, and they're about a really special place, Gorilla Bay on the New South Wales south coast on Yuin country. So I create them in relation to the scale of my body, like my arm span and sort of my full height and arms outstretched, to give you the sense of being able to walk into the environment and then to go up close and have a look at the details of my fingertip molding the watercolour on the plastic printing place before it gets transferred onto paper. Damp paper through a printing press. But happy to have a chat with you later in the exhibition. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for coming, everybody, and joining us today. My name is Nadia Hernandez, and I also want to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay my respects to any First Nations people here as well. My work is a series of oil stick paintings and textile works inspired by a conversation I had with my grandmother and her sisters about my great-grandmother's story. I'm originally from Venezuela, and it's titled De curar una herida, de enfrentar un animal, to heal a wound, to confront an animal. And I'm really excited to be sharing the stage with the artists, and thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Marina Bernini. I'm a Yoruba Wurundjeri Winyar. I'd also like to acknowledge the country in which we are gathered on this afternoon and the traditional owners being Bunurong. I'd also like to acknowledge my own mum who is joining us, and also Professor Marcia Langton for being here, and any and all First Nations people gathered. So I have a video work in this exhibition, and this video work has many complex ideas encompassed within it, but essentially it tells the story, my story, of what it means to be an Aboriginal woman moving through Western institutions and Western spaces. And through my storytelling, I have been able to gather and digitize archival footage from the ACME collection, as well as find and gather imagery and other videos from other film archives. I've also included my own imagery that I've documented, and my beautiful mother is in the video alongside my uncle, who are my knowledge holders that I pay tribute and homage to. The knowledge that I share within the video work has been passed down to me from my ancestors and from my community, so they're very important to me. The work essentially talks to all the different experiences that I have experienced working within these spaces. And yeah, let me know what you think.
Hi everyone, hello. My name is Emma Singer. I'm from Mimili community. Small community. Nice to be here. So I'm so happy to be first time in Melbourne, and I'm so excited. Thank you.
I'm very grateful and honoured to be in this exhibition and to live and work here on Boomerang Wurundjeri country. I have four works in this show. They're the installation. So I have a gate, a light, a nameplate of this magical place I made up called Gorgeous, and a sculpture called Wall Kisser, which you are very welcome to hand crank. That sculpture is made with leather and red velvet from old kind of 1930s, 50s dresses. Inside the love hearts are lavender dried from my garden. It's a very new kind of playful way of working for me. So I hope you enjoy the show, and like the others said, it's just an absolute pleasure to be here with them and to be in this inaugural Ellen Jose exhibition. Thank you.
We have Ellie joining us from Perth. We're going to try see if the audio will work.
Hello?
It's good.
Perfect. Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm speaking from Project Nuna Kanji. I'm a video artist, and my work to international film, exploring time, the intimacy and its vulnerability, and it's a dedication to my grandfather.
There's a lot more, but we'll leave it there.
These names, those of us who are a bit younger than me, and some of the audience I'm looking at, will be remembered in 10, 20, 30, 40 years' time, because of the contribution they will make, not just to the artistic scene, but to Australian society. So could we please stand up and thank them? Good, thank you very much.